Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. I'm here today with my special guest, Charlotte Cowden, National Co-Coordinator at the National Unified Auditions. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Appreciate it.
So just like when I'm interviewing people to talk about their programs, I want to start by having you introduce yourself, and we'll get to know a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I am the department chair at the University of Evansville, located in Evansville, Indiana. I'm beginning my 22nd year here on the faculty. And I really had the theater management program is how I started here. That's one of the programs that we offer at the University of Evansville. But I began working with National Unified Auditions in my very first year. I did the marketing for about 16 years, and then moved over into really starting some of the scheduling, and then have just kind of inherited, as people have retired over the years, kind of the duties of the coordinator for National Unified Auditions.
Great. So tell us a little bit about how National Unified Auditions came to be.
Sure. It was started about 30 years ago by Peter Sargent at Webster, John David Lutz at the University of Evansville, John Weckesser at College of Santa Fe, and Charlie Helfert at Southern Methodist University. And the idea really was to create something for students that would allow them to access as many programs as possible and in an efficient way. But they did not want to turn it into a cattle call. And so it started with about 10 schools that were traveling. At the time, we were in New York and Chicago and Las Vegas and Los Angeles. And then some of the cities have kind of fallen by the wayside. And we've grown to 27 programs. And we this year will be in New York City, Chicago, and Anaheim. We are looking at expanding to some other cities next year, perhaps. But right now, these students can come to any of these cities, and they're guaranteed that the vast majority will be at each of the sites of those 27 programs. And so it's just kind of evolved over the years. We are really full right now, though. We really can't add additional schools just because of space. I do have a waiting list of about 18 to 20 schools that would love to join, but it's very, it's very rare that someone will give up their space as one of the unified schools, for sure.
So I think one of the major misconceptions that I hear most often is that unifieds is a thing that you have to register for, and that's not true. Can you explain a little bit about sort of the correct answer to that question?
Sure. I completely understand how it can be really confusing, but on the Unified Auditions website, you will find each of the 27 programs that are participating. And as I said, it is not a cattle call. So all you need to do is peruse each of those schools. Kind of one of the requirements we do have is that they all do have to offer a BFA. But some of them offer other programs outside of a BFA if a student is interested in that. And so there's a contact button for each of the schools that will link you directly to that school's website that will have their audition requirements there. It will also have how to schedule your audition for that particular school. And so it's kind of that simple. It's a clearinghouse for you to kind of see which schools might be good for you. Mm-hmm. And then you schedule directly with those schools for each and one that you want to audition for.
Right. So if they're a member of the 27 schools, they're going to be in all three of those cities. Is that correct?
That is the normal, yes. We are making an exception this year as we're kind of coming back out of COVID. And so I think I have about seven schools that actually won't be in Anaheim this mm-hmm. year. But in the next couple of weeks, so really our goal is by December 15, on the website, we will have which school. Everybody else will be at every location except for Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a list of which schools will not be at the Anaheim location, although that will also be reflected on their website. Cool. But we will we'll have it in one place for students. Right. In addition, by December 15, we'll also have up the hotel accommodations for each of the cities, that students can get discounted hotel rates on each of the three cities as well.
By December 15th, that's good to know.
By December 15th.
So I think some of the other confusion that sometimes surrounds this Unified is you go to the website and you see that there's 27 schools on that list. But then you show up at places like New York City, historically Pearl Studios, that's new this year, and we'll get to that, right. Or to the Palmer House in Chicago, and you're handed a piece of paper at the Palmer House with 72 schools on it. Why does that happen? What does that mean?
Yeah, so there are schools that are not formal Unified members, but that hold their auditions simultaneously in the same locations. They are, some schools are, a lot of those schools are on the wait list to become Unified schools if someone does drop out. But really, you know, again, it is just additional schools that want to attract students who are attracted. And you know, frankly, I'm for it too, because a lot of these schools, maybe you're going to do a walk-in somewhere and a student is going to find a program that's right for them. There's a lot of programs out there. And I think I always say, well, certainly about the University of Evansville, I can only speak for myself, but, you know, we're not trying to be everything for everybody. Like, we do what we do really well, and sometimes we're not the right program for you, and that's okay. But we want you to have access to figuring out where you would have the best fit for your college career.
Now, you just mentioned a pretty big buzzword when it comes to Unified auditions, and that is walk-in. The year before COVID, I had some of my students that may have gotten a very late start that went to Chicago Unified, having not applied to any schools, and would get 15 walk-ins. That would have been 2 years before COVID. Last year didn't exist in my brain.
Exactly.
So let's say it's 2019. And then in 2020, it seems like it had grown so much with the number of additional schools there and the number of students participating that it was actually much, much harder to get those walk-in auditions at the schools. So I no longer encourage students to go there with the idea that they're going to get a ton of walk-in auditions. Can you speak a little bit about, you know, approximate numbers of students that may be showing up to Unifieds, or do you even have a way to gauge that?
Oh my gosh. I guess the only way for me to gauge it is because I signed those contracts, right? So we have about almost 1,000 room nights booked at the Palmer House. And of course, students just don't use the Palmer House. So I would imagine that we are going to see anywhere between 500 and 700 students that are at least in, you know, one of the spaces. And I think it is kind of really hard to gauge how many, because they come and go, right?
Yeah.
And as far as walk-ins, you know, I think that is really true. I think a student should have used the website, book some auditions, and then see about some walk-ins once they're there, right?
Right.
But I think going and just trying to depend on walk-ins is not a great idea either. So,
and
it will vary. I'm sorry, Tim, it will vary year to year. You know, I know some years I'm completely booked and I just don't have room for a walk-in. Some years I'll have four in the middle of the afternoon. So it just depends on how pre-booked each school is.
Yeah. And let's talk too about using your website as a resource. I have had parents express frustration in the past, having not fully understood what Unifieds are, that there's no one place to find all of the list of schools that are going to be in New York City or at Chicago. And that is because so many of those schools just happen to be holding their auditions at the same time as the National Unified Audition. So there really is no single place to go look until you get to, and again, used to be Pearl Studios, and look at the audition board, or get to the Palmer House. And the Palmer House is actually nice enough at the concierge desk to usually have a directory of which schools are in which room there. But there are still schools that are across the street, down the street, in another part of town. So there is no one place to go to have a resource of where all those schools would be. And that's just because they're piggybacking and they just happen to be at the same time. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah. Okay. I would say that I would love to solve that, but I'm going to tell you that wrangling these 27 schools is on top of my job is enough for me. So that I think that is, you know, I think that if there is a school that a student is interested in, that they should just research that particular school from their mm-hmm. website and then find out if they are going to be in one of those three stops.
Right.
But yes, your assessment is exactly correct. I try to, with my contacts at the Palmer House, go through, and like yesterday, there was another three schools that booked that are non-unified schools. So I have a listing, but that will go up until the day. And so there's no way to distribute that list, you know, in advance for
right.
sure.
Of course. And they certainly can't hold National Unified responsible for all of those schools that just happen to be there at the same time. So
I hope not.
So let's go city by city. And the first city is New York. And there's a new location this year. Can you talk to us about New York City, please?
That's correct. New York is going to be January 29 and 30, 2022. And normally we are at Pearl Studios. We will probably be moving back to Pearl Studios, but they lost their lease for a short amount of time there. So we had to punt. And so this year we are going to be, the vast majority of unified schools will be at the AMA group. And then there's going to be some that are going to be holding it at Ripley Greer and maybe a dance call at Open Jar. And that's something else that will also be on our website by December 15, is we're going to list where every school is in New York City as well.
So which Ripley Greer location? There's several in that area.
You know what? I haven't gotten that back from the person who's booking that space for me yet. So we will have it on the website. I think the goal is as close to AMA group as possible.
Great. On December 15th, I will make sure that all of my students and all the listeners go check for that when that happens.
Yep.
Now, did you say that there's going to be a hotel this year with a discounted rate or several hotels?
Absolutely. We're going to have two in New York City. We'll have the Palmer House in Chicago. And then we'll have two, maybe three in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And they're all right there. We'll be at the Hilton Anaheim. Our auditions are going to be at the Anaheim Convention Center, which is attached to the Hilton, which is really great. Mm-hmm. I know there's a Cortana, and it's just a terrific area that's going to be so much better, I think, than the LAX Westin. Because you're going to be in walking distance to some food, which is really nice. Which you couldn't do at the LAX Westin. It was downstairs and that was it, you know. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
And so we'll have all of that up on the website again by December 15th.
Great.
Then we'll move to Chicago. That will be the 7th through the 10th at the Palmer House Hilton. And you can, that is the easiest one. The only unified school that is not at the Palmer House is Roosevelt. And that's because they'll be holding auditions on their home campus right there in Chicago.
Around the corner.
They get a pass for that. And then we'll move on to Anaheim on February 12 and 13. Again, in this new location that we are very excited about. So some auditions will be at Anaheim Convention Center. Some will be at the Hilton Anaheim. And they are attached to each other, which is really mm-hmm. lovely.
Mm-hmm. So... Chicago, as we mentioned, is sort of the largest collection of schools. I know that's not under your umbrella, but
right.
That's where the most schools are, and that's also the longest, longest unifieds. So, I encourage students usually if you can only pick one to go to Chicago because you can get the most done there.
Absolutely.
And this year, I'm unfortunately missing LA Unifieds. You very inconveniently scheduled on the weekend of my wedding.
Oh my gosh, really?
Please, next week, next year, please check with me.
Right. Maybe that will be a nice anniversary, first year anniversary trip to Anaheim.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I never even thought about that every year my anniversary is going to be, oh man. I didn't plan that. Never mind. This is on me now. I didn't plan that very well.
Okay.
So, I know you probably can't talk about it, but you are mentioning that some additional cities may be coming. Is that because you feel like the number of students are growing, or what is the reasoning?
We've been looking at Seattle as a possibility for a few years now, which we're going to consider. We're also looking at holding kind of something out of the box, and I really am kind of pitching this earlier than I meant to, but we're looking at holding something, maybe a DFW early auditions that would happen in November, actually. And so we'll see if that comes to fruition.
All right. How about something down here in the Southeast? Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll look around too.
I host free auditions too in January that we call the Florida Combined Auditions, and we don't charge the schools anything. And we don't charge the students anything to attend. The nice people at Patel Conservatory at the Stras Center in Tampa donate the space. It's a nice little, it's probably a nod to you, but a lot of people started calling them the Florida Unifieds. And I said, no, let's not do that. I don't want to get that confused.
That happens a lot across the country.
I noticed. yeah. And I try to make sure that everyone understands that they are completely different, that those three cities are the only three real National Unified audition spots. Great. So let's chat now about we're going to close out with any tips or thoughts that you have on the best way to make the most out of your Unifieds for students and parents that are listening.
Yeah, I would say, and it would be following up on some of the things that we've already mentioned, but using that website to then go directly to each of those schools' websites is really important. And I would encourage students who think they want musical theater to also look at acting programs, and students who also want acting programs to look at musical theater programs. I would encourage students who are not just doing acting or musical theater to, if we have designers, all of those can be auditioned for at Unified Auditions. So designers, technicians, stage managers, theater managers, and that's a part of Unified Auditions that I would really like to grow, is some of those not performance based, because they are so, the jobs are just really there for students who want to major in things other than performance. And so I would like Unified to kind of try to help bolster that as well. I think that also I would encourage students who can't travel to one of these sites to really explore all of the schools that are of interest to you. I think one thing we did learn as Unified Schools last year was that virtual auditions are a real thing, and they are a really great way to help us be more inclusive and more equitable across the country. And so I know the vast majority of Unified Schools are holding at least one or two virtual auditions this year too. And so I would encourage students who can't attend one of them to really look at, just don't let that stop you from looking into those schools that you're really interested in.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us and clarifying some of this information for us. The reason why I started this podcast is so that students and parents who are out there going through this terrible process can get their information direct from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So it was really nice of you to join us just for a few minutes today and chat us through the process. And I hope to have you back to chat, of course, with you about your amazing program at University of Evansville real soon.
I'd love that. And thank you, Tim. And thank you for all you do and in helping students, really pursue their dreams. Oh. We need people dreaming out there. I love it.
I love it, too.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.